Okay, so today I want to do this video. The reason why I come up with this topic or maybe for this category is because I feel that now is the best time to do this category because now is like election period. Okay, I don't know whether you can link or not. Okay, but for me, I don't like the election period. The reason is because I feel that talk is cheap. Everybody also can promise you the sky, but can deliver or not? Are things one-sided or do they look at the different perspective from the different angle or blah 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 blah. Anyway, this is not a political channel, so I don't want to go into it. But this can this this chair this 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 what? This series is called For You or For Them. Okay, so what do I mean for you or for them? I mean like, for example, when your agent suggests you something, is the agenda for you? Does it benefit you or does it benefit your agent? Your agent give you this suggestion, is it because he or she is going to get the upper hand from it? Or is it he really care about you? Okay, so for this first episode of this series, we talk about this thing called long option period. Okay, I don't know if you think about talk about this or not, but I share with you a little bit. In the private property market, right, unlike the HDB market, resale market, you don't need to do 21 days option period, you don't need to do 14 days option period. You can actually write in your contract 2 months option period, 3 months option period, 4 months option period, 5 months option period, 6 months option period. So you can actually delay the option period. So I'm going to explain to you. When you delay the option period, right, what does it mean? It means that you as a buyer, if you are a buyer, the buyer can choose not to buy the property during the option period. If the buyer choose not to buy the property during the option period, the buyer will forfeit the option fee. If as a seller, you give a long option period, you are actually taking a risk. Why? Because you collect an option fee, maybe 1% or 2% or whatsoever. But let's say, for example, you give a 3 months option period. Means you need to wait 3 months before this buyer confirm the deal. The buyer can confirm the deal before the 3 months, but of course, the buyer asked for 3 months. They definitely don't need to confirm the deal before 3 months. They asked for 3 months, confirm they got their reason. So I will explain this in the next part. I just want to explain to you what does it mean first. So it means that if, let's say, for example, today I give a 2 months option period to this buyer. So the buyer pay me an option fee, let's say 1% or 2%. I need to wait 2 months. I need to wait 2 months to know if the buyer is really buying. The buyer can choose not to buy. All I gained was 1 to 2%. But I waited for 1 to 2 months. How many seller will actually put themselves in this situation? Wait 1 to 2 months and then later, what if the buyer can tell you, oh, sorry, I'm not buying anymore. Yeah, so what if you earn 1 to 2% of the selling price? It's nothing, you know, the stress, the time that you have wasted. Sometimes if the market is going down, the market will have gone down by maybe I don't know how much, but the market will have gone down. So is it worth waiting so long when the normal norm in the market is like 14 days option period, 21 days option period, you know? But a lot of agents are suggesting to customer, private property customer, because HDB, you cannot do this. Private property customer, resale customer to say that why, if you want to sell and buy, why not you buy first? How do they do it? When you buy first, okay, in order to make you buy first, there is a way, I don't want to go into a technicality, but buy first, yes, you can still make sure that the procedure is correct so that you are not liable to pay ABSD. Because you buy first, you delay the option period, it doesn't mean you exercise the contract first. You go and buy already, then you put a long option period. So I give you an example. You buy this property, the agent will suggest, why not you go and buy first? You buy this property, okay? Then you ask the seller, hey, Mr. Seller, can you sell me this place? But give me 3 months option period. So as a seller, right, the chance of a seller agreeing to this is very low. Okay, the chance of the seller agreeing to this is very low. All I can think of is if the seller agree to this is either the price is very high, okay, or he wants a higher option fee. So instead of 1%, maybe he asks from you 3 or 4 or 5%. Or the seller also waiting for something to happen on his side. But the chance in the market, the reality is this is very, very difficult to achieve. Okay? So, but once the agent suggests you to go for long option period, once you buy, correct? Once you buy, you go for long option period, you will definitely need to sell. Correct? Because if you don't sell, you lose your option fee. Will you do that? You won't. You will try your best to sell. And once you start selling, you need to rush to sell because your option period is, let's say, 2 months or your option period is 3 months. You have a limited time to sell. If you don't sell, you either need to pay ABSD, which most of the people won't pay. You will need to sell so that you don't need to pay ABSD, so that after your selling is being exercised, you can go and exercise your buying contract. Okay, but the agent want you to buy first. Why? Because they want you to put in a commitment. They want you to be motivated to sell. So a lot of times you put in this option fee, you pay like 3%, 4%, it's a lot of money. Then later on, you will rush to sell. You rush to sell, means the agent is happy, because the agent will think like, wow, you rush to sell. Then when the time is getting lesser and lesser, you cannot find a buyer, you left very little time already, you will start to drop price. So for the agent, right, it's going to be an easy job because you are more motivated in a way. Another thing is you need to sell. You see, because they put you in the situation that you already buy. So you die must sell. If you don't sell, you will lose your option fee. So to me, I always ask the customer, when an agent recommend you this long option period, I'm not saying that this is not a good solution. But is this the best solution? Do you as a customer know the risk? Do you as the customer know the agenda? Do you as the customer already evaluate and know that there is no better option out? Because I know there's some customer that insist they want to buy first, you know, because they scared they sell already, they cannot find the right place and whatsoever. So some customer may agree with this concept. But in my opinion, I can tell you, I forget how many years in the industry, I think 16 or 17 years in the industry, I can tell you there's a few things that I will recommend clients to avoid. One is do not rush. Whether you're selling, whether you're buying, do not rush. Take your time, slowly sell. Of course, not say 1 year, 2 years, you know, but be pace it correctly. Pace it in something that you can handle in your heart. Why? Because rushing, right, is very stressful. You don't want to have a buying-selling process where you get very stressed, where you're always rushing for time, where you're always trying to chase the carrot, you know. And then end up, when you're rushing, right, when people is rushing, people don't make the right decision. People rush, people make wrong decision, people get emotional. When people are stressful, people don't feel happy, you know. So a lot of all these problems will arise. So this is why I don't suggest customer to rush to buy first. No matter what, right, always be able to sell first. Okay, you sell already, you take your time to sell, you get a nice place, you sell, you get a nice price, you sell already, make sure you have a place to stay, make sure you already make the decision either to rent or stay with your parents or whatsoever, you have a place to stay during the transition, then slowly go and look for your house, slowly find something that you like, see enough to understand the market, make decisions that you don't regret. This is very important. So I always tell people, is this for you or for them? Because this long option period method, right, is definitely not the first choice that I think that is correct. Because if you go into a long option period, you get very stressful, you rush, a lot of issues will arise. And for the agent, to me, the agent benefit from this. Why? Because you buy, okay? Firstly, you buy, they already earn money. Secondly, you need to rush to sell. It makes their job easier because you are being stressed to sell. And actually the stress, technically you can say that, hey, it's not the agent that stress you. It's because you yourself put yourself into this situation that is stressful. That's why you need to rush to sell. But the thing is, who suggested this long option period method to you? It's the agent. So for me, I think that this long option period is definitely not the best solution. And I will always tell people that take this as your plan B or plan C. Never take it as your plan A. And unless you understand the repercussion and unless you understand what is the risk and what are the problems that you are taking, if you still think that this is the best method to you, then so be it, because you already understand enough before you make this decision. So I think this is very, very important. Okay, I hope this video is not too technical. Okay, in my next video, I will talk about the HDB extension stay, because there's also a lot of issues arise from there, and it's also one of the most controversy topic that people do not understand, and people make wrong decisions in their choice in transition. Okay, so please help me hit the like button, because it's not easy to make a video. It only takes you less than 1 second. It takes you nothing. It's free just to hit the like button. Thank you very much. Like and subscribe. I see you in the next episode, and bye bye.